We put this call together in the last hour, so we're thankful that you've taken the time to be on. Ron's going to make some statements here and answer a few questions ahead of time that we expect that you all have. And so I'll turn it over to him right now.
All right. Thank you, Corey, and thank you for joining us this morning on this conference call. I have great admiration for Coach Kirk Ferentz. Whenever the coach loses a football game, he talks about that game for about 24 hours, and then he moves on to the next game. And that's the approach I'm going to take today. I'll talk about this setback as it relates to the court case, but then I'll be moving on. So the first question is, will I be appealing the judge's ruling? And the answer to that is no. I made a statement last week when we made the decision to appeal that I felt that a judge needed to review the objection panels and that I would respect the ruling of the judge. So although I'm a little disappointed in the ruling, I accept the ruling and we will not be challenging. Some people have asked, would you run as an independent later this fall? And the answer to that question is no, I will not be. I'm a Republican, and I wanted to run on the Republican ticket. So although I'm not a happy Republican today, I'm still Republican and will not be running as an independent. What are you going to do with your campaign funds? I will be returning the campaign funds to my donors in a pro rata refund. This is similar to what a candidate on the Democrat side did several years ago, Tyler Olson, when he dropped out of the race. He returned a pro rata campaign fund. So I'll be doing the same thing. What are you going to do going forward? What are you going to do going forward? You know, my goal is to keep my think tank Engage Iowa going. But if that's not possible, I'll be working on my resume and updating my resume and looking for something in the private sector. Five, do I have any ill will towards Governor Reynolds, and will I be supporting her? No, I have no ill will towards Governor Reynolds. I'm a little disappointed in the establishment and some of the tactics that they've used over the last 10 months. But Governor Reynolds and I both share a great passion for the state of Iowa. She's the most conservative candidate left in the race, and I'll be supporting her. So let me close with a short story. And those of you that know me, I always like to bring in a little football analogy. A little over 40 years ago, it was actually in the fall of 1977, my Newton football Cardinals team made it to the state championship, and we lost that state championship game 21-14. And as the victorious Davenport West team was hoisting the state championship trophy over their heads, our coach brought our team to the middle of the field, and we got down on one knee, and the coach led us in a prayer that at the end of the game. Now, you might think it's a little unusual for a team that just lost the game for the coach to be leading us in a prayer in the middle of the field, but he gave us a prayer of thanks, and he thanked, he said a prayer for three reasons. One, although we weren't victorious, the coach said, just because you don't win doesn't mean you aren't successful. And we said a prayer of thanks for the team, the camaraderie that we had developed over that season. We said a prayer of thanks for the community. We were able to rally a community of our city of Newton. And today, on the water towers, Red Pride still adorns those water towers. And we said a prayer of thanks because very few people, high school kids, get to compete at the state championship level. So, you know, I've always had my faith, my family, my friends, and my community, and those will always be my priorities in my life, whether I'm on the ballot or not. And so tonight, just as I did 40 years ago. I won't do it on the middle of a football field, but I'll do it on the side of my bed. I'll get down on one knee and give a prayer of thanks for all the great people I've had a chance to meet around the state of Iowa over the last 10 months. I'll give a prayer of thanks for the people in Cedar Rapids and my supporters and donors and volunteer, and I'll give a prayer of thanks for my friends and family. My wife said to me the other night that we're going to celebrate. We'll either celebrate the fact that you're back on the ballot, or we're going to celebrate a new chapter in your life, and she was right. So I appreciate everybody joining on this short notice. I hope I answered any questions that anyone was thinking. If there are any additional questions, I'd be happy to take them now.
Ron? Mark, yes. Morris, KXEL in Waterloo. Politicians never seem to say never. Are you done with politics, period?
Well, I have a great passion for the state of Iowa, and I'm not one of these elected officials that's always looking for office to run for. I ran it for office in 1986 because I was a young Iowan staying in Iowa, and it was the middle of the farm crisis. I didn't go to school as a political science major, but I felt back in the 80s that there needed to be younger voices in the Iowa legislature. And the same is true when I came back into public office as mayor of Cedar Rapids. I didn't have a desire to be the mayor of Cedar Rapids and sit in the chair. I was just really concerned about the slow progress in flood recovery. So again, I'm not one of these people that's looking for an office to run. I was looking to use the office to make a difference in the lives of people. So you never know what doors open and close for you now, but I'm not trying to develop any political strategy to run for offices in the future. I'd like to keep my Engage Iowa going, and if that doesn't work out, I'll be working on updating my resume.
Thank you.
Ron, James Lynch from the Gazette. Some of your friends here at the State House have expressed concern that the comments you've made since filing the petition have been damaging to you, that they, you know, sort of damaging your reputation, some of the comments you've made about the governor and her campaign. Do you feel you've harmed yourself and your future with the party and associates by those comments?
You know, I left partisan politics back in 1999, and things have changed a little bit in the last 19 years. I think there's much more influence by the special interest groups. I've seen some good conservatives get co-opted by the agenda, and I think you'll see some of that here in the final weeks of the legislative session, where people are taken back into the woodshed and told to vote certain ways. That's not how I ran the House, and you know, so I've been a little disappointed in the party. I think both parties have really embraced more the special interest agenda versus the conservative or the liberal agenda. I don't know if that it hurts me for speaking out or not, James. I guess time will tell. Most of the people that serve in the legislature today never served when I was in the legislature, so I felt strongly about speaking up for people, and I don't really like what's happened in the mental health area, closing down those mental health institutes. I don't think we're good for the people of Iowa, and so if speaking up and trying to represent people is damaging my reputation, then so be it. I'm going to continue to speak up for people, as I did as mayor of Cedar Rapids and I did from my time in the legislature.
Ron, this is Kay Henderson at Radio Iowa. The other thing that some of your supporters here have mentioned is that after running multiple campaigns for the House and two campaigns for mayor in Cedar Rapids, they're mystified as to why sort of a basic campaign tenet of this petition signature collection tripped you up. You have previously said that you could have collected twice as many signatures and you would still have been challenged. But why didn't you collect twice as many signatures?
Well, campaigns work on a lot of different issues. It isn't just the petition drive. You also are trying to raise money. You're trying to have meet and greets. You're scheduling media interviews. There's a lot of aspects to the campaign. As people know, we didn't have the staff that some of the campaigns do when they raise millions of dollars. So it's something that I guess Kay will haunt me for the balance of my life while we came up eight short, but that's it. We came up eight short. As I've told people, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus or kick people to the curbs. It is what it is, and that's what you know, I have to accept.
You said, this is Stephen Gruber-Miller at the Register, you said you'd be supporting Governor Reynolds. Does that mean, you know, campaigning for her, doing events on her behalf? What is it? What can you explain more about what that means?
Well, the governor hasn't called or reached out to me, so she hasn't asked me to do anything specifically. I'm responding to some questions from various people over the last several days on whether I had any ill feelings towards the governor, and the answer is we share the same passion for the state of Iowa, and I've made it clear, I think, in my remarks that I'll be supporting her. So thank you. All right, well, thank you, everybody, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.